Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So Senator Tim Scott making his official announcement that he is running for president this week. And here's what he said.
Joe Biden and the radical left are attacking every single rung of the ladder that helped me climb. And that's why I'm announcing today that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Then he's talked about, and then we'll get to Senator Scott, now presidential candidate Scott, that America is not a racist country. Listen.
For those of you who wonder if America is a racist country, take a look at how people come together. All of God's people come together. Black ones and white ones and red ones and brown ones working together because love, unconditional love, binds hearts together. We are not defined by the color of our skin. We are defined by the content of our character. And if anyone tells you anything different, they're a lion.
And, of course, the repulsive, predictable left-wing attacks, you know, Joyless Reid and Joyless Behar. Joy Reid saying Tim Scott's kickoff is xenophobic and the lie displaying black people and misquoting MLK. Joyless Behar, Tim Scott and Clarence Thomas have no clue what it's like to be a black man in America. I mean, how dumb can one person be? But, I mean, that's really dumb. Anyway, Senator Tim Scott, now Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott, is with us. How are you, sir?
Sean, good to be back with you. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about the lead-up to this decision, because I knew you were thinking about it. I'd even had a discussion with you about it once. And tell us about it.
You know, Sean, for me, hey, thank you for having me back on. It's such an important part of my life. It's my faith journey. I have been blessed with finding Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in 1983. And so I think all good decisions start with prayer. All great decisions start with prayer and fasting. And so I really spent some time just asking the Lord for his plan for my life. And I will say I started receiving this peace that surpasses all understanding. And it was a major part of why I made the decision to run for president. And frankly, I believe what's being done to America, there's just too much happening for me to sit idly by while America is being brought down into this cultural quicksand. It is the responsibility of those of us who live the American dream, who believe in the future of America, who believe and have faith in each other. It is time for us to take a stand. And one of the best ways to do that is to defend the values that made this nation the most powerful force for good on earth, our schools, our economy, and our security. Someone who's been on both sides of the tracks to tell the whole story so that the radical left and these extremists who want to weaponize race against us, my life disproves their lies.
Explain that. That's a powerful statement.
Well, Sean, let me give you three classic examples. I was a kid in a broken home wondering if there was any reason to go on and try harder. The weight of the world on my shoulders, not feeling like there was a reason why in this country, in my neighborhood, that people cared. I met John Moniz, the Chick-fil-A operator, who came along at the right time, who taught me that anyone from anywhere at any time could rise beyond their wildest circumstances and imagination. That's only possible in America. And so when I think about creating hope, I want to make sure that every single child growing up in neighborhoods like I did has quality education, school choice in every single zip code. And Sean, one of the things that the far radical left believe in is making sure that schools bow down to big labor unions. That is the obvious trajectory of the radical left. Secondly, I'd say restoring hope, that creating opportunity. That means that we literally have to maintain the freest, fairest free market system in the world. It was my mentor who taught me that having a job is a good thing, but creating jobs is a better thing. He said, you want to know the difference between profit and income. And once you do, you can change your community with profit. The radical left wants you to send your resources to Washington, D.C., so that they divide equally your hard work. That is antithetical to what it means to be an American. Being a small business owner, having been a chief executive officer in the company that I started from scratch, building it to thousands and thousands of clients, and then being competitive around the country as an agency owner, then starting a real estate company. One of the things I know about the free market system is the harder you work, the luckier you get. Or as I say it, perspiration plus inspiration equals hope. The far left wants you to believe that there isn't dignity in work. So I destroy their lives. Can kids in broken homes make it not only to Congress or starting a business, but can they make it all the way in this country? You can go as high as your character, your grit, and your talent will take you.
I look at the challenges that this country faces, and I look at a lot of our problems right now as self-induced. Our borders were secure when Joe Biden became president. Now they're wide open. By the end of this year, I think he will have let in over 7.5 million illegal immigrants. I look at America was energy independent for the first time in 75 years, and now we're importing oil from Venezuela, and OPEC has a stranglehold on prices because we've artificially reduced the world supply. I would like to return to energy independence. I look at law and order as a very basic fundamental right of everybody, and to have law and order and safety and security, it's a prerequisite for any pursuit of happiness. I look at education, you know, how many more, you know, look at Baltimore high schools, 14 high schools, not a single child is proficient in math, not one. How do you fail at that level? And then we find out in other schools, even in first, second, third grade, they want to teach kids about gender identity and CRT rather than reading, writing, math, science, and history and computers. And I see all of these problems are very, very fixable. I don't like our position in the world now. Joe Biden has abdicated our role as the most dominant world leader, and China is moving in fast with their new alliance with Russia, Iran, and peeling away some of our former allies like Egypt and the UAE and the Saudis. I don't think I've ever been this worried about the future of the country, Senator.
Well, John, you just hit a lot of really important topics. So let's just walk through them one by one. Think about the border security that we had under President Trump. I supported it and am happy that we allowed the stay in Mexico policy to be in place. We had an asylum policy that basically said, before you can seek asylum in America, you have to have sought it with a country that's contiguous with yours. Now, Joe Biden is trying to go back to the Trump years. If I was president, we'd have the same policies from the Trump years in the Scott presidency. I would say without any question, having 7.5 million people cross our borders illegally, 6.3 million so far in the first 2 years of his administration, is just unconscionable. By the way, over 100 of those individuals were on our security watch list. We've had over 6,000 Chinese nationals come through our southern border since October of last year.
We've had hundreds that we've caught on our own terror watch list. There's no vetting at all of any of the illegal immigrants Joe's let into the country. As far as I'm concerned, he's violated his oath to the Constitution. He's aiding and abetting lawbreaking and facilitating open borders, giving people free phones and free transportation with no real ability to track them. I got to be honest, I'm concerned. What about the people that got in this country that we don't know about? Are they setting up terror cells and we're going to pay a very dear price down the road?
There's no doubt that we should all be afraid of the Joe Biden policy on the border. Insecure, unsafe, and non-existent. That's his policy right now. We can do something about that. The fentanyl, Sean, one of the things we haven't talked about on this border so far is fentanyl has led to the death of 70,000 Americans. Mexican cartels using Chinese precursors developed in Mexican factories coming across our border. Freeze their assets, according to the legislation I have. Use the latest technology to surveil the border, catching 90%+ of the fentanyl before it comes across our border, and be willing to do whatever it takes to shut down and eliminate the Mexican cartels and save tens of thousands of American lives. And the second issue you hit on, Sean, national security is synonymous with energy security. Not only do you sign an executive order allowing the XL pipeline to continue, you start drilling right here, right now in America. We have more resources, gas, oil, and coal combined together than any other country on earth. What we see today is America can win the competition. Joe Biden cannot. The Joe Biden retreat ends with my administration. And I would also say law and order is the words we need to keep our officers safe. John, there's been a 70% increase in ambushes of officers, over 100% increase in officers being targeted. I would make it a federal crime to kill, assault, or ambush an officer anywhere in this country, and we will increase the resources for our law enforcement officers, because protecting the blue can't just be the words that leave our mouths. We have to put our resources behind it. That's why going to VoteTimScott.com is another way to get involved, to get engaged, and help us protect the America we love. Your resources are incredibly important.
Let me ask you, you mentioned President Trump. In the polls, he is by far the front runner. We learned today Ron DeSantis will announce officially tomorrow on Twitter, I guess in an interview with Elon Musk at 6 Eastern. So he's getting in the race. When you look at, for example, your policies, your positions, and you compare it to President Trump's or Ron DeSantis's, you know, where do you see that you differ? What would be different?
Well, number one, I think today in America, we need someone who has a unique story that says my life disproves the lies of the radical left. The game of division is a hard game for us to win. We've lost 7 out of 8 general election national votes. We have to persuade people to join our team. I want to make sure that the game of addition becomes our reality as conservatives. One of the reasons why you have to go where you're not invited. I think I'm uniquely qualified to take our conservative message into corridors of this country where we have failed failed to even try to be competitive by not competing for every single vote in this country. And his law led us to lose 7 out of the last 8 general elections. I believe we can get back to our winning ways. I believe that the message of hope and opportunity anchored in conservatism, spoken with a backbone and enforced with the complete force of our nation, is a winning combination. That is my vision for the future of this nation.
Well, we really appreciate you spending time with us. I mean, we're speaking generally today, but I'm sure in the months ahead, we'll have you on TV and radio often as you like, and give you an opportunity to get your message out and get people to get to know you and your specific economic policies, foreign policy, energy policy, border policy, law and order policies. You know, how do we deal with cleaning up a deep state like that we learned is so out of control in just recent weeks? But we always appreciate your time. And I know we'll see out on the road in the days, weeks, months to come. Senator Tim Scott, congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Well, John, thank you for having me on the show once again. I look forward to being on your TV show. You have a remarkable show. You're one of the few people on TV who seeks the truth like a hound dog. You find it, you sniff it out, you provide it to the American people. Thank you for doing that.
By the way, I never thought being called a hound dog would be a compliment, but I'm actually accepting it that way. I'm teasing. I appreciate it. Anyway, Senator, we really appreciate your time. We're glad you're out there, and your voice is really needed. You've emerged as a very powerful senator, and we wish you the best in this race. Presidential politics is a whole new level of meanness that I'm sure you're not going to love. Senator, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. BoTimScott.com. God bless you.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Before we hit the phones, final half hour here, let me play this woman, Tammy Nobles, testifying before Congress. She lost her daughter in a case of, what a shock, an illegal immigrant in this country. Now, I know that many people, you know, might hear about it, but when it doesn't really directly impact you, do you not see the danger of letting unvetted people? By the end of this year, it's going to be over 7.5 million illegal immigrants that have entered this country, not one with a background check because of Biden's open borders policies. Well, listen to Tammy Nobles, heartbroken mom of a 20-year-old little girl, well, young woman, I guess I should say, allegedly, you know, killed by an MS-13 gang member, according to reports, you know, sends a fiery message to Biden.
On July 27th. 2022, I received the worst news that a parent doesn't want to hear, that my newly 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room and left on the floor like trash. She had just gotten home from work, working the night shift, and said goodbye to her boyfriend that morning when he left for work. She then went to sleep. The murderer went into Kayla's room, strangling her, grabbed her iPod charger and wrapped it around her throat and face while strangling her to death. Kayla grabbed her phone and called her boyfriend but went to voicemail. The voicemail of the murderer strangling her was 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. The murderer then violently sexually assaulted Kayla. Kayla's boyfriend came home from work and found her dead on the floor. The charger cord was so tight around her neck and face that her boyfriend had to use his teeth to get it off. The murderer robbed her of her phone and $6. $6 is all my baby had in cash because she used the snack machines at work to get something to eat. He then went to lunch with his half-brother like nothing happened. Local police didn't have enough evidence to arrest the murderer, so Child Protective Services took him into custody and placed him in an unsecured children's home with other children, even knowing that he was a main suspect in a premeditated murder case. When he was arrested for Kayla's murder, he laughed and smirked. For me, this is not a political issue. This is a safety issue for everyone living in the United States. This could have been anyone's daughter. Kayla wasn't doing anything wrong, and she didn't deserve to be murdered. I don't want any other parent to live the nightmare that I am living. I am her voice now, and I am going to fight with everything I have to get her story told and bring awareness of the issue at the border. I will make sure her memory lives on. Murder itself is already taboo, but then you mention MS-13, and nobody wants to touch it. Nothing will change if nobody talks about the problem.
This 20-year-old girl had her whole life ahead of her. It's just unbelievable. And it's so absolutely, positively preventable. We have the border secure. By the way, Al Sharpton referring to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary Maracas. I don't know if you heard that one. Anyway, Laura Ingraham unearthed a recent clip of Al Sharpton discussing, you know, it's amazing how these sanctuary cities and states, all of a sudden when border states start sending up illegal immigrants, they're not interested in being sanctuary status anymore. Not at all. All right, to our busy phones, let us say hi to Ivan in Florida. Ivan, how are you? The free state of Florida, sir. Glad you called. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
I consider it an honor. Hey, listen, Sean, I've heard you talk about some of the, Larry Elder you interviewed and Tim Scott is announced. But, Sean, I'm a black conservative. I call myself a DeSantis guy. But DeSantis in 2028, Donald J. Trump in 2024. But, you know, having said that, Sean, I think on the debate stage, I think we cannot be afraid to run away from issues that affect the black community when black listeners are listening maybe some for the first time. Voices like Larry Elder, they need to be heard on the debate stage. And we can't run away from these racial issues. You know, when Larry talks about no black fathers in the home, black on black crime, and black on black murder, the black dropout rate, and how Democrat policies of on immigration affect the black community. Those things have to be heard on the debate stage. And, you know, voices like Vivek and voices like Larry Elder, we have to have those. I'm a Trump guy, but I want to hear those issues talked about. And you have a lot of blacks tuning in to the debates for the first time. And I think they need to hear what the Republican issues, stances on those types of issues. Sean, I think we missed a great opportunity in 2022. You know, I think six words would have changed the trajectory of the midterms. When you had, you know, the Democrats, they and our kids, Sean, they talk about they teach our kids transgenderism, CRT, forced vaccinations, and Youngkin had a template in his election. Six words, Sean, would have changed that election. Leave our kids the H alone. I mean, you know, they're messing with our kids, and if we can't get mad about our kids, what can we get mad about, Sean? But anyway, I know I'm jumping all over
No, you're actually making a lot of sense, and you're tying it all together, and you're damn right in the sense that leave my kids alone. I'm a parent. It's my values. I get to instill my values in my children. Your job is not to take a captive audience of kids and indoctrinate them into your value system. No, Joe, they're not everybody's kids. They have moms and dads, or if they don't have moms and dads, they have a grandma or grandpa or some adults in their life that are legally in charge of them. You know, schools are failing miserably. Let me read you something that you might find interesting. I saw this today as I was prepping for the show. And I think he's talented. I don't know him personally, but rapper, actor Ice Cube said recently that the black community's decades of support for Democrats has failed to bring change. It was an interview on a podcast. One of the hosts asked him if there was a stigma in the black community when it came to Republicans. I mean, look how nasty and vicious the women of The View were to Tim Scott yesterday. Anyway, he answered, he said, I don't know what's going on in the African-American community when it comes to that. I mean, black people have supported Democrats overwhelmingly for 50 or 60 years, and nothing has changed, he said. So something's got to change. And during a 2021 interview that resurfaced, Ice Cube said that black Americans have not gained a lot despite their support of the Democratic Party. They have failed African-American communities at the highest level. And, you know, if you look at, you know, majority, minority neighborhoods in this country, they're overwhelmingly run by radical leftist Democrats. What have they done to help with law and order and safety and security for our kids and our neighborhoods and our towns? What have they done for our kids in terms of their education, which is the ladder to success in this country? They fail miserably, and then they get reelected again and again and again. And Republicans, they just get called racist. You know, we're going to have a travel advisory for the state of Florida because Ron DeSantis is a Republican. I mean, it's just a bunch of crap to me, all of it. And I'm sick and tired of the big lie that Republicans are racist. You had this issue of some idiot Nazi, you know, moron today, and then people wanting to tie them to conservatism. No, because any conservative that I know looks at those people and find them repulsively ignorant. That's it. You know, we're at a point here. You know, if you're Larry Elder, if you're Tim Scott, if you're Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, if you're a minority and you're a Republican, it's like open season. Any name can be used and any derogatory term used to attack these people. And it's vicious. It is nasty. It is, you know, in this world where everyone's so hypersensitive, it's amazing that they get away with it. The double standard is sickening. Anyway, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, Sean, if you ask me, Democrats have given black Democrats, they've given a license to act stupid, look stupid, and be stupid. When they do this herd looting, they do nothing for the black. Democrats do nothing for the black community, nothing. And, Sean, one last quick point is you had mentioned a while ago that you were going to meet with Republican governors. I don't know if you did or not. But, Sean, Republican governors need to call for an audit of the vote. Whether they win the state or not, they need to call for an audit of the vote. That's the only way we're going to find out how these Democrats are cheating. We treat some of these black enclaves, not black, but inner city enclaves, like they're no-go zones. Like we can't go in and watch their vote and audit their vote. No, we need to audit. We need to have an audit of places like Atlanta, Georgia, in a Republican state, in Maricopa County, in Arizona. We need to audit those votes automatically.
I'm telling you, the system needs to be changed, and Republicans need to change their attitude towards voting. And I've been repeating myself daily in terms of integrity measures, voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls, and partisan observers watch the vote, the voting and the vote counting up close and personal, not 2,000 feet away. 800-941-SHAWNA if you want to be a part of the program. Leland, North Carolina, next, Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Leland? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Sir, you're a great American, and it's an honor to speak with you.
Well, the honor's all mine. Thank you.
I got a few thoughts. I'm just kind of wanting to pick your brain or get your opinion. Obviously, President Trump is the front runner by far, according to the polls. Governor DeSantis has not announced yet. We think he might.
We think he might as soon as tomorrow.
Exactly. But you've got these other, you know, and I understand that. And I think either one would be great. I think this time in history, it is. We need President Trump. I like Governor DeSantis. I just think he needs a little more sharpening, if you will. But my question to you is, your people like Chris Christie, now there's talk about Governor Youngkin, Asa Hutchinson.
I actually like Governor Youngkin. I think he's done a great job in Virginia. I think he ran a really savvy campaign in Virginia. There are a lot of people I like in this race. I like Tim Scott a lot. I like... I get along great with Larry Elder. I don't mind. Look, I know by during this primary season, some of you will get mad at me. Now, we did this in 2015 and 16. Would you prefer that I ignore the candidates that don't poll a certain level, or should I put everybody on so you can hear from all the candidates? What do you prefer?
100%, they all should be heard from because they all have a platform that they come from, or they have a background that they come from.
Well, by the way, I put that up as a poll on Hannity.com, and, you know, because, you know, if I dare to put, if I give equal time like I did in 2015 and 16 to people, and candidates complained bitterly. We actually went back and calculated the time on radio and TV that I gave the candidates, and it was pretty darn close to near even. And some people still, you know, resented me for letting other voices be heard. Look, it is a primary. You're right. Donald Trump has a significant lead. If I had to guess, I think that some of these candidates are doing it for other reasons, maybe name recognition, maybe a future run. Remember, Trump can only serve one term. And if you make a run, you introduce yourself to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the rest of the country. It's not going to be a bad thing for you down the line. So I can understand why people are doing it. I think we have a deep, deep bench. And I think that we're, you know, we have the right views to save the country. You know, what scares me is half the country's nuts and they buy into a lot of this crap. You know, if you can't see that Joe Biden is a disaster, then you're just blind. You're just lying to yourself. If you can't see that radicalism, you know, is destroying the country on every level, then you're just blind. There's nothing I can say to convince you. I also think there's a group of Republicans that believe that the legal troubles of Donald Trump are going to get worse, and that would be Georgia, the special counsel, and I think they're banking on that. Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, that's going to wrap things up for tonight. Live audience show tonight in studio. Senator Ted Cruz up from Texas. Also, Judge Jeanine Pirro will join us. And Jim Jordan and James Comer both will join us. Also, we'll check in with Charlie Arnold. She used to be with them with ESPN, and over the woke issue and transgender issues is now with OutKick. And Tommy Lahren will join us as well. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity on the Fox News Channel. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in The Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.